Ken, thanks much. Okay, this net is dedicated to Hollis Rolls, W-8-F-I-Z. Became a silent key last Monday. Little information I've got here on Hollis, we'll give that. He was born on June 1st, 1926. Age 83, passed away on Monday, March 15th, 2010. At the Hospice House of Holland, where he'd been. He was a member of the Central Park Reformed Church and Holland Amateur Radio Club. A lot of people don't know this, but Hollis was also the co-founder of Telret Incorporated. Hollis also served in the U.S. Navy during World War II aboard the USS St. Paul. His wife, Genevieve, preceded him in death in 2006. He is survived by children, Larry and Debbie Rolls of Thompsonville, Michigan, Patricia Crawford of Zeeland, and Brian and Brendan Rolls of Hamilton, Rick and Barb Rolls of Zeeland, grandchildren, Tony Rolls, Tara Menards, Kari Rolls, Kelly Rolls, Jamie Rolls, Benjamin Rolls, and great-grandchildren. Brother-in-law is James and Beverly Schock of Shepherd, Michigan. Sister-in-law's Miss Gerald Carol Schock of Shepherd, Michigan. And Miss Junior Sarah of Schock. Miss Gerald Carol Schock of Shepherd, Michigan. Miss Junior Sarah Schock of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And many nephews. Hollis was a staple at Donutville on Wednesday afternoons. He also liked to come to open mic night at the Ken Groom Tech and Training Center, which is a Holland Amateur Radio Club clubhouse, for some great fellowship he enjoyed there. Hollis always had some great stories with a great sense of humor and believed to be licensed around 1950 plus or minus. Hollis was one of the founders of Holland Amateur Radio Club and talked about when a guest started meeting in a chicken coop when a club first got formed. Memorial contributions may be made to Zeeland Community Hospital Foundation and Hospice of Holland. And at this time, if anybody would like to come in and give her a brief comment about Hollis or something you would like to be said to him, and then we will start the last call net. And the last call goes net like something like this. I'll start it off. We'll turn it over to each person as needed. I remember Hollis, being such a cheerful person and his good sense of humor and always had great stories. So this is it. NAQEM, calling W8FIZ. NAQEM, calling W8FIZ. Nothing heard on W8FIZ. Anybody else wanting to check in?
November 8, Kilo Alpha Lima.
November 8, Foxtrot, Quebec.
Kilo Charlie 8, Romeo, Quebec, Tango.
K-C-A-K-E.
Okay, we're going to have to have some repeats here. I got N-A-K-E-L, and then I ran out of speed on my pencil. The other two before Jim?
November 8, Foxtrot, Quebec.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Romeo, Quebec, Tango.
Right, we got N8FQ and KCRQT, KCAKE. Any others?
W-O-0-M-E-G.
B-M-E-G, any others? Take these and start with them, and now we'll continue on. N-A-K-E-L, Kim, you're up, and please stand by N-8-F-Q.
Thanks, Charlie. W-8-F-I-Z, W-8-F-I-Z, N-8-K-A-L. W-8-F-I-Z, W-8-F-I-Z, N-8-K-A-L. FIZ not heard. N8KAL clear, back to that.
QQM. Joe, N8FQ, you're up. Stand by KC at RQT.
Well, about all I can say is all I really knew of Holly was when I saw him at the meetings and had coffee, and little as I knew about him, he did seem like a great guy. So, with that, W8FIZ, W8FIZ, N8FQ calling. No response to W8FIZ, N8FQ back to that.
Thank you, Joe. KC8RT. KC8RQT. Chris, you're up. Stand by KC8KE.
This is KC8RQT. I don't think I actually ever talked to Hollis on the radio. I've only ever talked to him at the clubhouse, and that was usually on open mic night. I was always working when they were at the Donutville, but I guess what I remember about him, although I didn't know him all that well, not as well as some of the other guys, but he always had a good story to tell, and seemed like a good sense of humor, and always had a smile on his face, and seemed like he was a very happy guy. So I'm sure he'll be missed by all the folks at the club, and myself included. W-H-F-I-Z, W-H-F-I-Z, this is KCH-RQT calling. W-H-F-I-Z, KCH-RQT calling. Nothing heard. Back to net, KC8RQT.
Thanks, Chris. KC8KE, Jim, you're up. Stand by Megan, W0MEG.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Well, we used to have coffee with him at Donaville occasionally. Hollis was always go back and forth together, so. He's a fine old gentleman. Aren't we old, but he was a fine gentleman. We enjoyed having him around, and he will be missed, and yeah, he's in a better place, you know, and nothing can hurt him where he is, so. There you go, W8FIZ, W8FIZ, KCAKE. W8FIZ, W8FIZ, KCAKE. Yeah, nothing hurt, back to you, Charlie, KCAKE.
Thank you, Jim. W-O-0-M-E-G. Mick, you're up.
Thank you, Charlie. As most everybody knows, I've been a ham a little over a year. And in that year, I got to know Hollison a lot. And a couple of the funny stories is at the banquet last November, we were honored to have him sit with us. And it happened to be all-you-can-eat entrees. Well, when the waitresses came out, they first brought out a tray of chicken, and he didn't want any of that. And they brought out a tray of roast beef, and that was going around the table, and he didn't want any of that. And then they brought out the platter of perch, and he asked the waitress to set it down in front of him and thank you for bringing his dinner. She tried to explain that that was for everybody, and he said, no, you'll need to bring another platter for everybody at the table. That was his dinner. So everybody got a good old chuckle. He says he waits all year long to have all-you-can-eat perch, and he was going to take the first platter, and he put it away, polished it right up. Another funny story is meeting over at Donutville. There happens to be all of us sitting at one table, and there was a group of some other gentlemen, about eight of them, that sit at another table. Well, for some reason, somehow, every time I show up at Donutville on Wednesdays, one of the corner men at that other table would lean over and he would want a kiss as I would walk by. Well, the Wednesday before Holly passed, I walked in and got my coffee, my donut, and gave a kiss to the gentleman at the table. And from over at the radio club table, I hear this voice. He says, what are you doing kissing all those old men? So, of course, I had to run right over and give Holly a kiss and a hug. And the funny thing was, is Holly had 20 years on him at least. So, never forget about Holly wanting an extra cookie and getting his kiss. So, he will definitely be missed. And quite the flirt, and was glad to call him a friend. So, on that note, W8FIZ, W8FIZ, This is WO0MEG. W8FIZ, W8FIZ, this is WO0MEG. Nothing heard, this is WO0MEG. 73, Holly, we'll miss you. Back to you, Charlie.
All right, Megan, thanks much there. We're going to look for any other additionals that would like to check in on the last call net there for Hollis, W8FIC.
N8WVN, John.
KF8EV.
Here we got NEWVN, John, KF8EV, any others? We'll take these two here, NEWVN, NAQM.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I didn't know Hollis real very well, just from meeting him a few times down at the clubhouse, you know, and listen to him talk, stories and memories and such. But anyway, W8FIZ, W8FIZ, NAWVN. W8FIZ, W8FIZ from NAWVN. Nothing heard from W8FIZ. Take care, Hollis. Thanks for taking last call, Charlie. NAWVN.
Hey, John. Well, thanks for checking in there. KFADV, Ed, you're up.
KFADV. I rode many miles with Hollis to Holland for coffee, for several club meetings. Got to know him quite well in those traveling around. He, as many people have, great sense of humor. And as you said in the beginning of that, Charlie, he was co-owner of CalRad Communications. He told me several stories of how he worked with the police on their radios, the fire departments on their radios, and many others. But he's had quite a few tales, too, how he had fun with those police and working with them at different times of the day and night, and how he had climbed different towers to do installations and so forth. So he definitely will be missed. As a weekly thing that I had experience with him. So it's it was quite unexpected to hear that while down here when the after leaving West Michigan to come down. W8FIZ. W8FIZ, KF8EV. W8FIZ, KF8EV. Nothing heard from W8FIZ. 73, Holly, KF8EV. Back to you, Charlie. Thanks for taking the net.
Hey, Ed. Well, thanks for checking in there. We're going to do another one. Is there any other additional check-ins to the last call net for Hollis, W8FIZ? This is NAQEM. We're not hearing any more check-ins. I got a couple of emails that were sent to the club there, and the guys that did not check in, I'm just going to go through a few of these brief, read what they said there. This one's from Art, Kate. 0TWB. WFIZ, came to Silent Key this afternoon. Holly died after a few days of hospice care, about 4 p.m. Of course, you can check the newspaper for memorial plans. I will miss having coffee with Hollis. That's signed Art, K0TWB. And see, we got another one here from Mike DeWitt. I worked with Hollis at Tilrit the summers of 58-59, working on two-way radio and marine electronics, learning more about communications equipment and relations to VHF ham radio. We had a repeater on 2888 until there was too much interference to the or the Chicago repeater. Most of our mobile radios were converted. Retired police radios were fire mobile units, tubes, dynamotors and vibrator power supplies. Great stuff. My prayers and condolences to the friends and family of Hollis. Ike DeWitt, K8EMU. Here's one from Jeff, KB8QAP. And it says, thank you for posting the news about Hollis, or about the BFIZ. I greatly will miss him. Also, it's fun and interesting him to talk to. I enjoy his sense of humor and tales of World War II. My regrets to his family and friends. All the best. Jeff, KB8QAP. Here's another one. Had several enjoyable conversations with Holly. He was a super guy, interesting to chat with. He will be missed. My prayers and condolences to his family. Michael Cole, WD8NHA. Another one here. I'm in shock. I've known Hollis for 25 years. I used to live near where he used to live, where I knew where I grew up. And plus, we both attended the Bethel Church. It was Holly who gave me my first 11-meter rig and antenna, got me started into wireless communications, leading to become a ham. That's David Prince, N8UJH, RIP, buddy. Okay, here's another one. And this is from Chuck, WAGCW. Chuck says, I've probably said it all, but I met Holly back in the 50s. Before either of us were licensed hams, Holly worked for Dutch Boy Bread Company in Holland, and after leaving the U.S. Navy, he was also a baker in the Navy. Holly and I got together to practice code, which was his weakness, as he had a good handle on the theory. He obtained his ticket before me, noted the F before the G. He got together with Gene Valier, and soon after, Gene was in communications, and they partnered up under the name Telred, and was located in several different places in Holland. Since then, Telred has blossomed to Traverse City, Grand Rapids, Bent Harbor, Muskegon, and so on. South Bend, Indiana. They also started Relco, which is an electronic sales division. Larry K. GMO worked for them many years. Only retired, 1982. Holly's wife, Jean, passed several years ago. Thanks to their first employee, hired in 1962, Wade Nykamp, for helping me put this together. Wade is now the owner of Telred. Chuck, GCW. And that's pretty much it. I got one on there. Hollis will be missed by so many he touched in his lifetime. He told so many great stories, was so cheerful. Hollis was a wealth of knowledge in ham radio. Condolences to his family, friends, and they will be in our prayers. That's Charlie, NAQEM. Are there any other ones wanting to check in at this time? Okay, no more check-ins. I'd like to thank all that checked in. And Hollis, the best of you. You're in a better place now. And you, your friends, and your family are in our prayers. We're sure going to miss you at the Holland Amateur Radio Club, Hollis. Well, God bless, and thank all those that checked in. And I don't know if I turn the net back to Megan or Ed, or if it's closed. I'm not sure how we're going to do this. NAQM.
Okay, Charlie, I'll take it over from here. Thank you very much, everybody. This is March 22nd, 2010, and it's time to turn the net back over to its normal operating status. The time is 8:32 p.m., and once again, W8FIZ, W8FIZ, this is W0MEG. Good night, Hollis. Thank you all.